flavored e-cigarettes may be getting their last drag in the U.S.
We have a problem in our country. It's a new problem. It's a problem that nobody really thought about too much a few years ago, and it's called vaping.
President Trump announced a plan this week to ban them with strong backing from Health and Human Services leader Alex Azar.
Currently, about 8 million adults use e-cigarettes, but 5 million children are using e-cigarettes.
In the U.S., at least 6 deaths have been blamed on e-cigarette use, and more than 400 people have contracted pneumonia from vaping. In the U.K., it's a different story.
We're seeing experimentation, but we're not seeing regular use, except amongst young teenagers who are already smoking.
Deborah Arnott directs the nonprofit Action on Smoking and Health, or ASH, in the UK. It's a nonprofit advocacy group that's heavily involved in tobacco policy.
And I think one of the differences is there's a sort of moral panic going on in America, which, to be honest, I think actually encourages young people to take up vaping, whereas here it's being promoted only as something for adult smokers to do to quit. So our public health agency, rather than producing worrying and alarmist pictures of young people vaping, if it shows vaping, it's sort of middle-aged men with grey hair vaping to switch from smoking. So it doesn't come across as cool.
And why do you think that is, that it's not cool among kids? Because my kid comes home from school, high school, and, you know, she's talking about kids vaping in the bathroom. And if you're not doing it, you're not cool.
Vaping has been seen by our medicines authority, by our Ministry of Health, by our public health agencies, and by medical organizations like our Royal College of Physicians and the British Medical Association, as well as advocacy organizations like ASH, as something really which is there for adult smokers. It's not been glamorized. It's not been hyped. And for the last 3 years, we've had strict controls on advertising.
So what does advertising look like for e-cigarettes in the UK?
Our Advertising Standards Authority regulates what there is, and what there is basically only on billboards or bus shelters or buses or at point of sale, and it can't show anyone vaping who looks under 25. You know, I'm not saying it's perfect, but when I look at, for example, how blu is advertised here compared to how it's advertised in America or how it was advertised before the advertising restrictions came in here, it's the other side of the world.
So Juul entered the U.S. market in 2015. This past week, the FDA issued a warning to the company. It's the biggest maker of e-cigarettes here for mismarketing the devices to young adults, especially through social media. Last year, Juul entered the UK market. What's been the impact?
There is awareness of Juul and some usage, but it's not taking off quite as rapidly as it has done in the US. And clearly, we want to carry on monitoring it. That's why we do a survey every year. But what we're seeing is that, for example, in the UK, about 15% of 11 to 18-year-olds, and that includes 18-year-olds who are adults that can legally vape, and that's actually down from the last year when it was 16%. Hmm. Now, that's not to say that vaping isn't something that young people experiment with. They do. But we're not seeing large numbers of them going on to become regular vapers.
What about flavors of e-cigarettes? Because I think there's a sense here in the United States that, you know, flavors like strawberries and cream or bubblegum are kind of like a direct line to young smokers or would-be vapers. Do you encounter any of that?
I don't quite understand why this is such an obsession about flavors being the way in. It may be in the U.S., but we're not really seeing it here.
Here in the U.S., health officials veer away from promoting e-cigarettes as a healthier substitute for regular conventional cigarettes. I'm just wondering, how does the U.K. see that?
Well, both at population level, surveys of adults and adult smokers' quitting behavior shows that e-cigarettes are the most popular and the most effective quitting aid being used currently.
Deborah, how does regulation play into this? I'm wondering, you know, how does that contain the problem in the UK? And are you worried about what Brexit could mean for all of this?
Not really, because actually we tend to have more stringent anti-smoking laws in the UK than they do in the rest of Europe. So this is not something where there's going to be a race to the bottom I mean, I think it's quite interesting because the FDA has been trying to put regulation of e-cigarettes into effect for a number of years, and they set the bar so high, they haven't been able to implement it. The EU came up with a more pragmatic approach with some fairly simple standards about the level of nicotine that you can have and how big the refill tanks are, and that all devices have to be tamper evident so that if they've been opened, it's obvious.
Deborah Arnott directs the nonprofit ASH, that's Action on Smoking and Health, in the UK. Deborah, thanks very much.
Thank you.